This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The next day, do you wonder what day that was? When somebody says to you, well, the next day I did this, usually it's in a context and we understand exactly what's meant, but it's a little, leaves us to wonder a little bit. But today, the next day, was the day after John had baptized Jesus in the Jordan. He's standing with two of his disciples, and Jesus passes by, and he declares, "Behold the Lamb of God." To behold the Lamb of God simply means to see Jesus. Today, we have before us the eyewitness account of John the Baptizer, who was there, who actually baptized Jesus. His witness is, "Behold the Lamb of God, see Jesus." Jesus comes to John to be baptized. And John tells Jesus, "I ought not be baptizing you. You ought to be baptizing me." But Jesus says, "We are going to do this, John, to fulfill all righteousness." Righteousness simply means to make right with God. Now understand, Jesus has come to John to be baptized by him in the Jordan River where John had been calling out his brothers and sisters in Christ, his fellow Israelites, to come back to their roots in the wilderness to be baptized in the Jordan River. All that was very, very tied to their roots. They had come and been freed by God from slavery in Egypt. They passed through the Jordan River on dry ground into the wilderness where they wandered for 40 years. They knew their background. They knew their history. John invites them back to their roots to be baptized in the very river that provided them with safety from the Egyptians who were pursuing them. They were on the way to the Promised Land. They had lived in the Promised Land for hundreds of years and had forgotten their relationship with God. That's the story of the Old Testament. It happens time and time again. They get disconnected from God. They reconnect, they're blessed, they fall away, they become reconnected because prophets appear to them and teach them to turn back to God. And they're blessed. They're blessed by John as he invites them to the Jordan to be baptized, a baptism of repentance, which simply means that they're going down the road the wrong way, to invites him back to return around and go a new way. It's a complete change. It's a complete transformation, which is the theme that we are going to be focused on. We focused last week on baptism and how baptism indeed transforms us. Today, we begin with baptism, the baptism of Jesus. When he is baptized by John, comes up out of the water, the heavens open, and the Holy Spirit descends upon and rests upon Jesus, and his Father speaks, "This is me, my beloved Son." Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are present. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And that's what's beginning in Jesus' baptism. Jesus says, we're going to do this in order to fulfill all righteousness. But it's the beginning of Jesus' journey to the cross. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are present, anointing Jesus for his ministry, preparing him to walk the way of the cross. Indeed, that is how all righteousness is fulfilled. It's fulfilled in Jesus, who walks the way of the cross, fulfilling the will of his Father, that he would be the Savior of the world. The very next day that John had baptized Jesus, his witness is, behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is whom I said, after me, he comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me. How is it that Jesus was before John? He always was. Jesus is eternal. Jesus was with the Father in creation. He definitely was before John. John says, I myself didn't know him. And we wonder, how could that be that he didn't know him? And we'll get to that in a minute. But John bore witness, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on Jesus. I myself didn't know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. I've borne witness that this is the Son of God. John witnesses in that short testimony five things. First, he didn't know him. And again, we say, what? He didn't know him. The first time that John meets Jesus, he's in the womb of his mother Mary, as is John in the womb of his mother Elizabeth. He jumps for joy. What do you mean he didn't know him? John says he didn't know him. Now you realize 30 years passes before this event of Jesus coming to be baptized by John in the Jordan. Jesus is John's cousin. They undoubtedly knew each other. But he knew him as his cousin. He didn't know him as the Son of God. It's only through Jesus' baptism that John truly comes to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus is the one for whom I came baptizing with water. That's John's testimony. Make no mistake about it, this is the one that I came to prepare the way for. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's John's testimony. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. That's John's testimony. That Jesus is the Son of God. That, indeed, is John's witness to the world. Furthermore, it's the witness to his own disciples. It's Andrew and the other disciple. Most people think that's probably John, who is the writer of the text. And John testifies again the following day. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And two of his disciples, Andrew and the other disciple follow Jesus. When Jesus sees them following him, he asks them, "Why are you following me?" And they said, "We want to know where you're staying." Do you think that's what they really wanted to know? Probably not. They understand John's testimony. Undoubtedly, John had been preparing them for this moment of time when he would turn over his own disciples to the one that he came to prepare the way for. And in a very real way, John's ministry at that point was completed, especially for his immediate disciples. He had been preparing the way of Jesus, and he turns over his own disciples to follow Jesus. His mission was completed. And Andrew and John, we don't know for sure, but most likely John, follow Jesus. Jesus says, "Come and you will see." They stay with Jesus. The next day, Andrew gets up and goes and finds his brother, Simon. Brings him to Jesus. And Jesus says, "You will become Peter." Peter is a very outspoken disciple of Christ. We see it time and time again throughout the New Testament that John often becomes the speaker for the disciples. In a very real way, Jesus has called his disciples to follow him. And he has provided them to see who he is. John says, "Behold the Lamb of God." See Jesus is what that means. They have come. They have seen. And they begin to follow. It is how Jesus works out and becomes the foundation of his body, the church. Truly, the calling of his disciples is the beginning of the church. It is his plan of spreading God's plan of salvation, making Jesus known in the world. That crowning event for Jesus truly is the cross, where he does fulfill the righteousness, makes the world right with Christ for all who believe. Jesus gives himself completely to me and to you. And to the whole world. It is important that each of us recognize that Jesus not only loves me so much that he gave his life for me, he has transformed and made me his disciple. Just as he called and made Andrew, John, and Peter his disciple, transforming them to be his disciple. At that place and at that time, he has called each of us to be his disciple in this place and in this time. He has transformed us to be his disciple, to walk the way of Jesus, to be in the fellowship of Christ together. And we get to be. Praise be to God. In Jesus' name, Amen.